This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon.
Your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on June 25th, 2026.
Agens, a Moroccan prop tech, just raised $5 million to digitize the country's opaque property market, with 730,000 monthly visits disclosed, but revenue and transaction value were withheld. That gap matters, because without those numbers, it's hard to gauge the actual impact of this investment.
What's the implication of not sharing that data, though? Is it a red flag for investors, or just a normal part of the fundraising process? Our read at Tech Cocoon is that disclosed transaction volumes and take rates are key signals we trust, so this omission is notable.
It's definitely a red flag, because if you're trying to scale a business, you need to show that you have a clear understanding of your revenue streams and how you're going to grow them. Without that information, it's difficult to assess the viability of the business. Builders should watch how Agens' fundraising story unfolds, and whether they'll eventually disclose more detailed financials.
That makes sense. Moving on, Athex AI just raised $3 million to build localized voice AI for customer support across Africa and the Middle East. The investor syndicate is strong, but the localization claim needs proof. What does localization really mean in this context, and how will they achieve it?
Localization, in this case, would mean that the AI is trained on local dialects, accents, and languages, which is a complex task, especially in a region with so many languages. If Athex AI can actually deliver on that promise, it could be a game changer for customer support in the region. But we need to see more than just a claim. We need to see the actual technology and its applications.
Yesterday, we talked about the importance of megawatts and power purchase agreements in data center announcements. Amazon's application for a 15-year license to build a satellite gateway in Kenya is still just a regulatory filing, not concrete, and it reopens the sovereignty question. What are the implications of this move for Amazon and for Kenya's digital infrastructure?
The implications are significant, because if Amazon is able to establish a satellite gateway in Kenya, it could give them a strategic advantage in terms of data storage and transmission. However, it also raises questions about data sovereignty and who controls the flow of data in and out of the country. As Tech Cocoon Intelligence has argued for months, every digital ambition on the continent resolves to a physical question. In this case, who owns the rails and who regulates the data?
Credit Check, a Nigerian credit data API provider, just raised $600,000 to expand into East Africa. The disclosed signals, processed volume, profitability, and revenue model are what convince. What does this say about the state of credit scoring in Africa? And what are the opportunities for builders and investors in this space?
It says that there's a growing recognition of the importance of credit scoring in Africa, and that investors are willing to put money behind companies that are working to improve it. For builders, this is an opportunity to develop more sophisticated credit scoring models that take into account local market conditions and consumer behavior. One standing question for us is, can any consumer fintech in Africa sustain customer acquisition costs below lifetime margin without a physical agent network or telco distribution?
That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding.
The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. From Amara and Kwame, we will see you tomorrow.
TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akeza.